Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
This is the Dave Moore podcast. I am Dave Moore. That is Maria Devereaux. And this is the shell of Kyle Minogue.
That is your second green juice of the morning.
Third green juice.
Yeah, green juice.
You can't rescue the previous night by over vegifying on a Friday morning.
John, the worst thing about this one is I'm just wrecked, honestly.
No, he isn't. He isn't.
Oh,
he isn't like violently hungover.
Yeah.
No, you just need a little nap. But
yeah, went out last night after just recovering from my week away in Lanzarote.
I did think the way you came in on Monday after the week in Lanzarote, I did think it would be months. Before there'd be another big-ish night.
We have Claire's 30th on the 9th of November. And I said, okay, I'm going to stay off till then, right? But you know what my issue now is? I have a big issue.
Well,
the hurling is over. So I was like, we're going tomorrow. And I was like, this is why I haven't been hungover on a Friday in a while. I have nothing to keep me in.
You've too much time in your hands.
Why do you need organised sport to make you not?
I think I'm going to be playing hurling until I'm about 64.
I think you're right.
Now, do you know what you need?
Just because of that reason.
Yeah.
A child.
Yeah. Oh,
you can give up the early when the child comes out. We're talking about sleepless night. Carl can handle anything except the lack of sleep.
We were talking about kids in the last podcast.
Yeah, Maria, you weren't here.
You weren't here.
Yeah. You were off with your kids.
Yeah, with my kids, exactly.
Yeah.
See, they get in the way.
Yeah. So,
and we love them dearly.
I need my mammy.
Tell you what you need. You know what you need, Carl? You need good, wholesome, heartwarming chats. And speaking of kids, Scarlett Moffat is one of my top five interviews of all time.
My top five suggests she is five.
No, why?
Well,
I just haven't thought about it enough to think where she is.
Top three? So she's obviously not one, two, or three.
No, I don't even...
four or five.
No, I'll tell you what. I don't even have a list. I have Will Ferrell at number one.
Right.
And then I don't really... I just know, like, other people I've really kind of resonated with.
Yep.
Nicky Byrne was a good one.
And I do love Nicky, but I love Nicky in person as
I nearly
call him a friend.
I love him in a private
list,
way.
Like, is the list of best, your five favourite interviews that you've ever done?
I think I ask great questions and they give, like, just people who are...
I get you.
No, people you walk in and they're what you think they're going to be and then they deliver.
Lyra.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Lyra's always good crack. Lyra's going to be on the show soon. Always guaranteed crack.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
But Will Ferrell is just like, and it's not just because he's Will Ferrell. He is genuinely this outgoing, fun, friendly, engaged person. Anyway, the point is, Scarlett Moffat, to me, was also that. I don't know where she ranks in my bloody thing. I'll have to be
She's
more
one
specific
of my favorite
next
guests.
Time. One of my favorite guests I've ever had on. Okay, fine. But we did get talking about things like children, but also lots of important reasons Scarlett was on. But I think one of the most important reasons was to find out all about what she ate for lunch in school. All right, think back to when you were about 8 years old. You're in school. Did you have school dinners or did you have a lunchbox?
School dinners,
okay,
all the way.
What was your favourite? Don't say chicken nuggets.
No, it wasn't. It was shepherd's pie.
Oh.
And then we used to get this chocolate cake that, I mean, you could literally throw off a wall and it wouldn't break. But you used to get green custard with it, like mint custard.
What? Mint custard?
It was honestly, I don't know. I've tried to find recipes for mint custard, but apparently it's not a thing anymore.
I mean, I would be up for green custard. Minty custard, like...
I don't know about the flavour of mint. Like, don't care what colour it is.
But like mint ice cream. Like,
yeah,
mint
chocolate. But it's not
chocolate.
The same consistency as custard.
Not the same consistency, but it's the flavour. Like mint on a, say like a thick, rich chocolate cake. And then a bit of mintiness. Like a dark, like an after-ice.
Just brush your teeth before you eat it.
That actually was what someone suggested yesterday. Was if you want, just eat normal custard and brush your teeth beforehand. Again, a discussion we had during the week. Let's not go back into that again. I'll tell you what we will do, though, is we'll talk about the fact that people are brilliant and people name animals, give them human names. It's one of my favourite things. Riyad Khalaf was on the show during the week. He chats about the fact that he raised a duckling from an egg and eventually gave it a name. Do you name the duck at that point? Did you run a competition online? How did we get to the point where this duck has a name?
You're going to laugh at this. Do you know this bit? Is this why you're asking?
No, it's not.
I wanted to call it Dave. I'm not joking. I thought you knew. I wanted. I'm not. I don't mean this in a mean way. Sure. We are friends, but I wanted a very normal name.
There's nothing in my life I like more than an animal with a normal name. For 17 years, I had a dog called Lorna, and my favorite thing is when I meet somebody and go, oh, "What's your dog's name or your cat's name?" and they go, "Margaret," and I go, "Yes, amazing." So I would be with you on calling the duck Dave.
My cat is called Claire.
There you go. That's so perfect.
It's funny. Or you know, I love a little tiny dog called Frank or something. Yeah. So I was thinking Dave, Pete, Martin, something like that. And then I was saying these names to him through the incubator wall.
Right.
And he's just not reacting. Sorry, Dave. He just doesn't like it.
Typical.
And then he had, you know, they're wet when they come out. So he had sort of spiky hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I'll call you Spike. And immediately he started walking towards me.
Oh.
I thought, okay. He's so named himself.
He's named himself. Amazing. So yeah, Spike was named. Morning, Dave. Our cats' names are Bowie and Kurt. Unsurprisingly named after David Bowie and Kurt Cobain. Did you see the other day that Kurt Cobain's daughter and Tony Hawk's son have been married, but now have a baby.
Yeah.
So that baby is saying, yeah, my granddad, one of them's Kurt Cobain and the other one's Tony Hawk. Like,
that kid wins.
What?
He's just won.
Our family dog is a rescue from Kilkenny. His name is Paddy, and hence his full title is Paddy Casey, says Bernie Casey in Wexford. Oh. Yes, and a big shout out to our marketing manager, Roisin Riley, whose dog is called Jerry Riley. Jerry Riley sounds like a solicitor or a butcher, and I absolutely love it. Richard says, my dog is called Pat. I called him after my uncle, who I don't talk to. Interesting. And then Siobhan says, Dave, when my brother was born 58 years ago, my grandfather asked what they were going to call the baby, and my mom said, Mark. My granddad says, you can't call him Mark, it's a dog's name. The farmer up the road has a dog called Mark. I mean, it could have been Dave the Duck. That would have been good. But yeah. Spike suits the duck. I'm just sorry it does. If you check out his social, you'll see him. You look at the duck for 2 seconds and go, he's a Spike, not a Dave. You'd know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a Spike.
I'm not a Spike. I'm a Dave. I don't think you'd look at me and think.
Like, maybe back in the day, probably. You're a bit more of a Spike.
Really?
No, he was never a Spike.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Do you know when when he was in his beard, when he used to wear jeans a lot?
Yeah, he'd be more of a bear.
Grizzly.
He's like a bear. Grizzly.
I was Barry at that point.
Yeah, and then you went through a phase of businessman.
Property tycoon Dave.
Yeah, I love that version.
Sorry, I will point out, for me, I wasn't property tycoon Dave. For me, I was like sweeping locks, like probably harking back to my heavy metal days, kind of Joe Elliott from Def Leppard kind of thing. Yeah. Everyone else went, property tycoon. I was like, this is not the look I'm going for.
And in fact, you had a lot of property issues at that time.
I did, for about 20 years, Marie. In fact, I'm only clear of them in the last 12 months. It's a sore point, I'll be honest with you. It's made me very poor. Anyway, we focus on somebody who definitely isn't poor. He's no property issues at all that we know about. It's James Blunt. Oh my God, another of my favourite ever interviews, guys. I don't know what number he is. But I've wanted to talk to him for a while. I finally got him on the show. It's so good because he is hilarious. And if Scarlett Moffat was talking about green custard, wait till you hear what James has to say about hobnobs. Think back to when you were in school. Let's say you were about 8 years old. What did James Blunt have in his lunchbox?
When I was 8 years old?
Yes.
I definitely remember having a penchant for hobnob biscuits.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. You know, maybe I think they were kind of recently invented in school. I was all over that.
Have you ever eaten two hobnobs sandwiched with butter together as a little?
No, that would be weird.
No, but you must try it. Honestly, really? Yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, of course, the Scottish have many interesting things, but this is a specific Irish. Well,
certainly, it was in my house. It started off with digestives.
A hobnob sandwich.
Well, hobnob sandwiches are digestive sandwiches leveled up. So again, that was the thing, and then we kind of got the hobnobs and went, "Ooh, let's put them together with butter," and here we are.
I swear there's no way I'm walking to the kitchen now and lather on the butter. Explain to the wife. Oh no, Dave told me this was delicious.
I'm telling you, hobnob elevates the biscuit butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, digestives are great, don't get me wrong. Like, really nice. Rotten, rich tea.
But you know what?
Fine.
I feel like butter is old school. I feel like now it's
cheese triangles.
No, not in biscuits. You weirdo. Go back to sleep.
No, hang on a second now. Laughing cow.
That's what we use for our mash, between, don't we, Carl?
In between two hobnobs.
Yeah.
I'd be prepared to give that a go.
You're going too savoury.
No, but it's almost a cheesecake. If you think about a cheesecake, is like, well, cheesecake, the cheese bit in cheesecake is usually a combination of cheeses. Usually mascarpone and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So mascarpone is sweet-ish. Philadelphia is savoury. And then you add in your, your sugar or vanilla or whatever. So I'm thinking if you just squashed a laughing cow in between two hobnobs.
It's like cheese and crackers. But I would go Nutella.
Can't
every day of the week.
Can't do Nutella.
Or imagine
nuts.
Biscoff.
Nuts and chocolate. Yeah. Oh, Biscoff paste.
Yeah.
Like in fairness. Or crunchy. What?
There's no nuts in Nutella.
That's why he doesn't like it.
So you don't like it.
Maria, it's called Nutella. Oh, yeah, there's no nuts in Nutella. I think you'll find the first three letters are telling you exactly what's in
but
Nutella.
You don't. Like, it's chocolate.
What is Nutella? Like, what is that language?
Well, it's not a language. It's just a brand name.
Hazelnut.
I think it's Swiss or something. But
what's Nutella?
Nothing. It's just somebody went, we need a name for this nutty, chocolatey product. And somebody just went Nutella and they went. Yeah.
Isn't it made by the same people that make Ferrero Rocher?
Ferrero Rocher, I think. Yeah. There you go.
And Bueno?
Don't know. Different? Kinder? I don't know if Kinder's the same company. Carl, what does Ferrero Rocher mean?
The egg of a yolk.
That's right. He's got spot on, yeah.
Really?
No, nothing at all. It doesn't mean anything.
Why do you keep that going?
Not doing well. The egg of a yolk.
My head is fried.
The more that we talk, the longer it'll be until Cahill feels okay. So I think we should just keep going.
I'll walk
Make
out.
This podcast an hour
I'll
long.
Walk out.
No, we'll leave Cahill be. 9 to 12, Monday to Friday on Today FM. You can find Dave Moore and I'm probably feeling better, Cahill. Thanks, Cahill. Thanks, Maria. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.